Now, I want you to indulge me for a second. I want you to think of a programmer. Paint a picture of them in your mind. They're in their 30s. They love wearing bold colors, some animal prints. They're seldom seen without a laptop bag slung from their shoulder. Now, when you pictured this individual, did you think they were male or female? This International Women's Day, we have a harsh reminder. Women in the tech industry are a minority. Now, tired of male-only tech conferences, a group of Victorian women have formed the Click List, which provides more exposure for women in tech. To find out more, we are this morning joined by Hermaxi Irani. She's a consultant, coach, strategic experience design expert, and one of the leading speakers at the Click List. Hermaxi, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Not at all, Jess. Thanks for having me on. And thanks for giving this topic some airtime, I guess.
I love it. I think that this is a great idea. Now, could you just explain to us exactly what is the Click List? How does it work?
So the Click List, the initiative was actually started by a lady called Ro Murray. And it is part of the Victorian ICT for Women as an information and communications technology for women driver. So it's great to see, you know, initiatives being set up by government. And it's essentially, it is not for profit. And it is about bringing together a list of women who have a diverse range of skills, abilities and experiences in IT to be able to speak and coach and present and do all of those sorts of things. Specifically to create, exactly as you said, a little bit more of a balance in terms of conferences, events and to ensure that we don't end up with panels that are all male, which we see quite often. I'm happy to say that we are, as an industry, as a community, there is a lot of activity to try and ensure that happens less and less, but there's still a long way to go. So bringing this list together and having the one database that people can access of, as I said, all of those diverse sort of experience sets and skill sets should really start to remove any excuses for us seeing all male panels and presenters and speakers.
I love this idea so much. It's like a little black book of incredible women who are so qualified in their fields. Now, when we look at these kind of tech panels and tech conferences, you would think that the lack of representation of females, a lot of people do think that this is because there aren't many women in the industry. Is this the case, or are we being a little bit misled here?
Look, it's an interesting one. I mean, I guess in my world, and maybe it's a reflection on how I've created the world and the activity that is happening, I know a hell of a lot of very dynamic, successful, assertive women in this sphere. But when you look at the numbers, it doesn't seem to be representative. It doesn't hold up. Mm. So I guess there is a lot of work for us to do. And the proof is also in the pudding that when you do turn up to conferences, you do see a lot of male speakers. And it is being talked about and it does get noticed. Mm. So I guess the numbers show that, yes, that is true. That is what's happening. But it is changing, as I heard you say, you know, just a little while ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that when we encourage the representation, encourage the visibility of incredible women like yourself in the industry, then it inspires the next generation. People see themselves in others and they say, I can do that. That lady is a super cool programmer and I can be a super cool programmer too. So I think that something like this is so important and so beneficial for our community. How has it been received so far? How have you found being a part of the Click List?
Well, it's only been launched very recently. I would say probably just a week or two ago. It's been received really well. We still have a long way to go. I think at the moment there are potentially only about 10 people on the list. Mm. And it's a bit of a soft launch in a way. So we're looking to get more people on, get more wonderful women into the list. And, of course, you know, we're looking at self-nomination as well as identifying people in our networks to get on. I think it's been received very well. Already in the couple of weeks, it's received a fair amount of activity and attention. And, yeah, I only hope and I'm sure that it'll grow from strength to strength as the word of mouth expands on it.
Absolutely. And we need to get the word out there as well. Hermaxi, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so, so much for joining us this morning. And thanks for being a part of a great initiative as well.
Not at all. And thanks, Jess. And, wonderful show. So I'll keep listening.
Thank you. Maxi Irani there. She's a consultant, coach, strategic experience design expert, and one of the leading speakers at the Click List, an incredible woman in tech on International Women's Day, the day where we celebrate amazing women like her, Maxi. I will pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show if you would like to check out the Click List. If you'd like to learn more about it, do check that out after the show is done.